Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On to the next story. Did you guys see the really harrowing, heartbreaking, yet I don't even know what the word is, tense video? It's drone footage of sheriff's deputies in another part of the country very calmly but firmly trying to get two little boys to put down a loaded gun.
I believe they were 9 and 11, if I'm not mistaken.
Do we have some of the audio, Sam?
So they weren't talking to them through the drone, but the drone allowed them to get a different vantage point of what was going on.
Put it down, baby.
Just drop it, buddy.
Put it down, babe. You're okay.
A dramatic standoff with two young boys in the backyard of an Albuquerque, New Mexico home, as deputies urge the 9 and 7-year-olds to drop a loaded handgun.
I literally
have my hand on the trigger. Let's not do that. Let's take our hand off, buddy. Let's put it on the ground.
After talking to them for about 5 minutes, deputies fire a non-lethal projectile at the wall.
Drop it!
And move in quickly at the right angle to grab the gun from the kids.
Drop it, both of you.
I don't have the gun.
County Sheriff John Allen credits the department's drone program for the safe ending of this high-risk situation.
The drone is great because it de-escalates and to make sure that our deputies gain cover and that we can start de-escalating and speaking to the children.
Not only did you all use these drone resources, you also used resources involving behavioral health.
This case is very complex. There's a lot of domestic violence issues involved in this case. And I told you we've been there over 50 times. We are trying to help the mother on the other side who is also a victim of domestic violence.
So far, no charges have been filed in this incident.
Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard it.
Did you hear, if you were paying attention toward the end of the story, how many times authorities have been called to that house?
More than 50 times. Is what they said in the report.
These kids have not been raised in a
stable home
with discipline.
So, Dan, this story home with a loaded gun laying around.
I bet there's a lot of discipline, but for reasons not intended.
Well, there's probably a lot of violence.
So, Dan, yes, there were stories about this in our stack yesterday, and we did not get to it. We had a packed show yesterday. Then today it comes out during a separate interview with the sheriff that they have been called to this property 54 times. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't know when social services steps in. Is it at the point that we're sending in drones and sheriff's deputies because the little boys have a gun and they won't put it down? I want to know who called authorities. Like, how did it even come to be that police were out there? Where are mom and dad? There is word today that the parents could be charged under something called Benny's Law. B-E-N-N-Y-S. Could be charged. I don't know if it's in this incident or the 53 prior plus this incident where we are starting to see cases around the country where mom and dad are charged for the behavior of the kids.
So it goes with saying that this story was in Albuquerque, if I'm not mistaken. Benny's Law, which is named after Benny Hargrove in New Mexico, is a law designed to hold gun owners accountable if their firearms are accessible to minors and used in a way that causes harm or death. The law was enacted in March of 23 after the tragic shooting of 13-year-old Benny Hargrove at Washington Middle School in Albuquerque, the same city where these two boys refused to put down their gun when approached by officers. These parents, I don't know about mom necessarily. I don't know the domestic violence situation at that home. I'm going to assume and you know what assuming does, that it's dad versus mom in the vast majority of these cases. That's what I'm going to guess. Clearly, there is easy access for these kids to these guns or to this gun. And they take it out. And clearly, these boys have not been reared in a way where when law enforcement tells you to put a gun down, you put the gun down.
It started off with the mom calling 911. She walked into a room. She saw both of the children playing with the firearm and racking the slide. The mom confronted them. The children ran away from the residence. Mm-hmm. Then we get another 911 call stating where you saw from the drone footage that the children were behind another home and that there were children playing with the firearm. So that's going to be the neighbor. That gun was apparently not locked up, the sheriff said. They had it messing with the slide. Luckily, they didn't kill one of themselves.
Or somebody else.
Somebody else. And then the reporter asks him, is there any possibility you can charge them with Benny's Law? Absolutely, he says. We know the children had access to the firearm. We know that the children knew where the ammunition to the firearm was located. By the way, one of the kids did pull the trigger. It malfunctioned.
Thank God. Thank God.
Those sheriff's deputies need what is the highest level of law enforcement service award you can have?
Meritorious service would be my guess.
My God.
They moved in incredibly quickly and were able to safely de-escalate the situation.
The father is already jailed on a domestic violence charge.
This is a classic example, and this is an old adage, so forgive me for using a bad cliche. But you have to have a license to drive a car. And sadly, sometimes, and this is a classic example of it, you don't have to have a license to have children. These two people, I don't know who they are, have no business rearing children because they don't know what they're doing.
Listen to the sheriff, quote, the biggest question I have posed is this is a system of failure. We keep releasing these kids back
to their parents,
to the same household, no matter who's there. Grandparents, grandma, grandpa, uncle, they run away the same day, if not during the week. We have had 56, if not more, calls there.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.